From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The U.S. Monday accused Syria of carrying out mass killings of prisoners and burning their bodies in a large crematorium near Damascus. Acting Assistant Secretary of State Stuart Jones said dozens are being hanged at the Saydnaya prison every day.
The regime holds as many as 70 prisoners in Saydnaya in cells that have a five-person capacity. And according to multiple sources, the regime is responsible for killing as many as 50 detainees per day at Saydnaya.
Jones said the regime of Bashar al-Assad has, quote, sunk to a new level of depravity with the continuing military assistance given by Russia and Iran.
The United States is on record and has stated many times that we are appalled by the atrocities that have been carried out by the Syrian regime. And these atrocities have been carried out seemingly with the unconditional support from Russia and Iran.
The rights group Amnesty International had reported similar allegations back in February. The U.S. report came a day before a resumption of the latest Geneva peace talks on Syria. Previous rounds had produced little progress. And the Syrian Observatory of Human Rights said Monday that airstrikes, possibly involving the U.S.-led coalition, struck an Islamic State-controlled town in Deir ez-Zor, killing and wounding dozens. In Ivory Coast, mutinous soldiers Monday rejected a proposed deal to end their multi-day uprising over unpaid bonuses. The soldiers said, "This is not a coup d'etat. We are only demanding what's rightfully ours." Thousands of soldiers have taken the West African country's second-largest city, Bouake, and the revolt has spread. Heavy gunfire was heard Monday in the commercial capital, Abidjan, as well as the western port city of San Pedro. This is VOA News.